I know by the time it gets back to its 100%, I mean, the season will probably have to be over. But, I mean, it's something that got to deal with during the week and monitor the practices just to be ready for Sundays.
I know you've been out a couple of weeks, but are you getting a sense that this offense is just ready to explode and put some points finally on the board?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, this is kind of like almost the same situation we were in last year, and I came out and said, you know, I mean, we want to score points. I can score points. But I guess it's just being put in the right position and, you know, letting guys make plays. You know, just going out and playing football and just, you know, let guys make plays. Tuesday was all right. But, you know, you still got the achy feeling and everything. Everything's not going to be 100%. But, you know, it's a long week. And so, you know, we just got to kind of watch it and, you know, figure out what would be a good day to rest it, to, you know, get it ready for Sunday. I mean, it's pretty easy to deal with because, you know, when the game comes around with the adrenaline rush and what's happening on Sundays, you obviously feel 100%. And, you know, that's the way I would feel going into every Sunday. It's just, you know, the things that you have to prepare for up until that day that makes it tough. So, you know, Sundays will take care of itself.
Being the competitor you are and having the confidence in yourself that you do, how tough was it for you to watch the offense struggle while you're gone?
Oh, I mean, obviously, because, you know, you want to win. Regardless of any situation, you want to win. And I guess you always feel that you can always come out and help the team be put in the best position. And that's the way I feel all the time anytime I play football. And, you know, it feels good to get back knowing that we get to really show what can happen when we go against a good team. And obviously, you know, I'm definitely going to go out and show what I can do against a good team with, you know, the ability that I have and that I'm confident in.
Best yet to come for this offense.
Oh, yes. They really haven't seen nothing yet, but, you know, hopefully we get the ball rolling in due time.
Mentally, was it good to be away? You think to maybe get back down, get a fresh start, get away from the three-game losing streak, the way that you guys lost the last one?
Well, yeah, because obviously you don't want to lose, and hopefully a game like this can pull everything back together, knowing that you're going against a good team who's probably on the top of their division and they're 4-1, and, you know, it'd help us.
When does the pain flare up most? Is it when you stop and start cutting or when you sprint?
You know what, I really don't notice it till whenever everything's done and it has time to calm down. But usually when I'm out there and it's in a mix of playing, I don't even notice it.
The fact that this is one of the more physical teams you'll face all year, how does that affect your mental preparation?
As far as, like, trying to be healthy?
Just getting psyched up.
I mean,
speed for this.
Oh, I mean, every football game, because they are a physical team, is always – you know, you always get pumped up for it. So, I mean, if we were playing a team that wasn't them, it would still be the same adrenaline for me, either way it goes. And you play a team like this, but a lot of people, you know, you can't forget, they're probably just as scared as us, as, you know, people are trying to make it look like we're going against them. You know, last I remember, I had over 200 and something yards of offense. So, you know, they're probably sitting back watching tape on, well, do we hope he comes back or is he going to come back? And so, you know, that's what they have to look after. That's what they have to worry about. I'm not worried about nothing.
So they're scared.
They probably have to be. I'm not worried about nothing. That's the guy who's going to line up over me that has to be scared. You know, the only thing I'm going to do is just run the plays that's called.
You're a guy with a little bit of swagger, I think it's fair to say. How can that swagger help that struggle in addition to just your talent? I mean,
well, because anytime you got somebody like when I was in Green Bay, the guy had all the swagger was Brett Favre. Anytime you got somebody like him, calm, cool, collective, you know, Darren Sharper, when you look at guys like that, it makes you easier and at ease to play the game. And that's the thing, you know, everybody's so tense about what's about to happen and what game you're going in. But if you just play your game and know what you can do, then, you know, like, I feel like me being a receiver, because that's what I play, I feel that, you know, I'm not worried about what's going on. It's me and the defensive back. And obviously, if he's not confident in himself, then he's looking at me as he's going to have a tough day. So.